Good morning. This morning's reading is taken from the Book of Psalms, Psalm 3. Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. Arise, Lord, deliver me, my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people.
Good morning, everyone. It's great to be with you again. Please have Psalm 3 open and let's pray as we come to God's Word. Father, we thank you for your Word. We thank you for its truth and its power. And we pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we might hear your voice speaking to us within it. In Jesus' name, Amen. Is it possible to flourish in the Christian life, despite all the great difficulties we face? I read in this month's Evangelicals Now that in Nigeria, kidnappings, ransom demands and attacks on villages have increased. Most killings target predominantly Christian communities. Here's a picture of Christians taking away the bodies of those who've been murdered. Similarly, in Pakistan, there's terrible persecution of our brothers and sisters. A Christian father begged the police to find his kidnapped daughter, but instead of helping, the police ridiculed the man. What great difficulties do you face as you live for Christ? Here in this psalm, King David faces terrible difficulties. His son Absalom has risen up against him and usurped the throne. This is a foreshadowing of the tremendous difficulties Jesus faced and is an encouragement to us in the difficulties we face. When we read the Psalms, like this Psalm of David, we must first ask, what did the Psalm mean for David, or for the writer of the Psalm? Then we must ask, how did Jesus pray this Psalm? Jesus would have prayed the Psalms week by week in the synagogue. Finally, we can ask, what does it mean for us to pray the psalm? If we jump straight from David to us, we encounter problems. We find that the psalms sometimes don't apply to us without Jesus. For example, in Psalm 2, why do the nations conspire? The kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together. Psalm 2:8, I will make the nations your inheritance, and the ends of the earth your possession. This applied to David and Solomon to some extent, but it applies supremely to Christ. And it only applies to us in Christ. It only applies to us as we are included in Christ, in his people, in his victory. But in Christ, we can pray the Psalms with great confidence, knowing that they do apply to us. So here in Psalm 3, let me show you firstly, great opposition, verses 1 and 2. Verse 1, Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? This is David's experience in Absalom's rebellion against him. This is 2 Samuel 15-18. It was also the experience of Jesus throughout his ministry. The political establishment was against him. The religious establishment was against him. Satan and all his demons were against him. Yes, verse 2. Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. David genuinely fears for his life. He's temporarily lost the throne. Many people have turned against him. Many are saying, David, he's yesterday's man. Absalom, he's the future. God won't deliver David now. He's had it. Jesus experienced taunting on the cross. Matthew 27:42. He saved others, but he can't save himself. He's the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now, if he wants him. For he said, I am the Son of God. David experienced this. Jesus experienced this. The contemporary Christian experiences this. In India, the Hindu nationalists say that the Christians are trusting in the wrong God. In Japan, Shintoism says you're trusting in the wrong God. Islamic countries say you're trusting in the wrong God. Buddhist countries say you're trusting in the wrong God. Secular Western culture sneers at us for trusting in Jesus. The devil also says to us, God will not deliver you. Remember that sin you committed? God will never deliver you now. All of these demonic lies have to be resisted by faith. When Satan says, God will not deliver you, we lift up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Ephesians 6:16. We do face many foes. Satan and all his demons are ranged against us, but God will deliver us. And that brings us, secondly, to defence and victory. Verses 3 and 4. Verse 3. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. Verse 3. But you, Lord. This makes all the difference in the world. But you, Lord. There is dreadful demonic attack, but there is a sovereign God who defends us and gives us victory. You, Lord, are a shield around me. In other words, you are my defence. And even if the worst happens, even if I am killed, I go straight to be in the presence of God. This was true for David. This was true for Jesus. And it's true for us. God is our defence. And God is our victory. My glory, the one who lifts my head high. I may feel totally defeated as a Christian. I may fail again and again. I may fall for Satan's schemes. But God is my glory. God is the one who has glorified David in his presence. who glorified Jesus through the resurrection. And God will glorify us in his presence. Romans 8:30. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. Our glorification, our being made sinless, is so certain that Paul puts it in the past tense here. You are my glory, the one who lifts my head high. I'm no longer ashamed, hanging my head in defeat. God gives us the victory. God lifts our head up. And this victory is accessed by prayer. Verse 4. I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. David knew the reality of answered prayer. Jesus taught us to pray. We can experience the power of prayer when we pray. We can call out to God and know that he answers. Sometimes it's hard to believe this. When we suffer hard knocks, when we suffer disappointments, it's hard to believe in the power of prayer. But it's essential that we do. It's essential that we stay in faith, trusting God, believing in his good purposes for our lives. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. Joseph was able to say to his brothers, after everything that went wrong in his life, Genesis 50:20, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good. In all things, God works for the good of those who love him. When we hold on to this, we can stay in the victory God intends for us. He does defend us. He is our shield around us. He is our glory, the one who lifts our head high. So we've seen here in Psalm 3, great opposition, verses 1 and 2, defense and victory, verses 3 and 4. Thirdly, sleep and peace, verses 5 and 6. Verse 5, I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. David sleeps, despite being in the worst of experiences. Jesus slept, night after night, despite all the opposition to him. We can lie down and sleep, despite everything Satan throws at us. We get a wonderful picture of this when Jesus sleeps in the boat, in the midst of the great storm, in Matthew 8:23. Nothing can disturb Jesus' peace, as he trusts implicitly in the Father. There were, of course, nights when Jesus prayed all night. Paul the Apostle tells us that he lost sleep in 2 Corinthians 6:5. But the Christian knows a genuine peace in the midst of anxiety. It's also true that we might go to sleep tonight and not wake again. Death itself is described as sleep in the New Testament. Jesus says of Jairus' daughter and of Lazarus that they slept when they died. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 describes those who sleep in death. Even when this happens to us, we will wake again at the resurrection of the dead. But most likely tonight, we will lie down and sleep in peace and wake again tomorrow morning, because the Lord sustains us. We need to trust him, to pray as we go to bed, to read God's word, to commit all our anxieties to him, and then to enter into the peace God intends for us. Verse 6, I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. This was David's experience. He was literally facing civil war. This was Jesus' experience as the armies of hell gathered around him as he prepared to go to the cross. And this can be our experience, knowing peace rather than fear, despite great demonic opposition. Great opposition, defence and victory, sleep and peace. And fourthly, deliverance, verses 7 and 8. David turns to God for deliverance from Absalom. Jesus prayed to the Father as he approached the cross. His confidence was that he knew death would not be the end for him. We have to learn the same confidence. Verse 7. Arise, Lord, deliver me, my God. God alone can deliver us. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. The picture here is of a vicious animal which no longer has any teeth. It can no longer prey upon its victim. Teeth also affect our ability to speak. In verse 2, many are saying, God will not deliver him. Well, they won't sound so impressive now with no teeth. Verse 8, from the Lord comes deliverance. God will deliver David. He will see off Absalom's rebellion. He will be restored to the throne. God would deliver Jesus. God exalts him to the highest place, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2. And God is the source of our deliverance. Whatever demonic opposition we face, David can pray in the end, may your blessing be on your people. God will ultimately bless his people. He blesses David and restores him to the throne. He blesses Jesus and seats him on the highest throne. God blesses us and seats us with Christ in the heavenly realms. Ephesians 2:6. So today, do you face great difficulties? You're not the first, and you won't be the last. The pandemic has been a time of testing for all of us, a time of anxiety, a time of restriction, a time perhaps of great work pressure, trying to work from home and homeschool at the same time perhaps. Maybe it's been an experience of not having enough to do, perhaps being furloughed, perhaps being made unemployed. Satan can use difficult circumstances to oppress us, to cause us to give up on prayer perhaps, to give up on reading God's word, to sideline living for Christ, to cause us to give in to great anxiety and stress. God is the source of your defence and victory. You can lie down and sleep in peace. You will know God's deliverance if you're trusting in Christ. Christian believer, come to your Heavenly Father. Put your trust in Him afresh. Trust Him for those who oppose you. Seek God to be your defender. Ask God to give you the victory. Read this psalm when you go to bed. Ask God for the experience of verse 5, that you will lie down and sleep. No matter what challenges you face, you will not fear. You will know peace. Ask God for His deliverance. Ask God to deliver you from demonic opposition. And may we all know God's blessing. In Christ, we will know it. We will know this blessing with suffering. We will know this blessing with suffering in greater measure as we go through the Christian life. And in heaven, we will know God's blessing without suffering, forever and ever. So it is possible to flourish in the Christian life despite facing great difficulties. Shall we commit ourselves together to trusting God, to loving Christ, come what may? Shall we pray for one another? This is a good reason to join a home group, or maybe a prayer triplet. We all need prayer support if we're going to live for Christ through the difficulties, through demonic opposition. But through it all, it is possible to flourish as a Christian, to keep growing as a Christian, to keep becoming more like the Lord Jesus, to be fruitful in serving Him. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we all face great difficulties at times during our lives. But we thank You that You are our deliverer. Thank You that just as You delivered David, just as You delivered Jesus, You will deliver us. You will bring us through the difficulties we face. And one day, we will be in heaven with you, free from sorrow, free from all suffering, and free from sin. Lord, keep us strong in our faith. Keep us trusting you. Keep us looking forward to being with you in heaven. Keep us living for this day, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.